It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Earlier this month, we began a series of segments with Dr. Husing detailing his 2017 economic forecast for the Inland Empire and its various individual economic sectors. You can hear past segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. Dr. Husing divides the Inland Empire's 20 or so individual economic sectors into four categories. One, low-paying work, such as retail, trade, hospitality, and administrative support. Moderate-paying industrial jobs, such as those in logistics, manufacturing, and construction. Moderate-paying office jobs, such as banking, financial activities, local public and private education. And the high-paying sectors in the Inland Empire. Last week, Dr. Husing talked about the expansion and the number of jobs gained in the utilities, mining, federal and state government sectors. Today, he's going to continue talking about the high-paying sectors, starting with management and professional jobs.
Now, management and professions. This has been our weakness. Last year, it only added 400 jobs. This year, I'm predicting 500. This is a group that we should have grown more than this. This is management companies, companies that provide management services. This is people who work in the STEM occupations, science, technology, engineering, mathematics types companies. They have not grown as much as our economy of our size with 4.5 million people in this economy, with well over 100,000 jobs, 100,000 companies to serve. They've tended to continue to be served from the coastal counties with those professionals not migrating out here. Mm. To some extent, by the way, that may be an internet issue, because a lot of things that used to occur in offices locally are now done online.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm only putting 500 this year. That's up from last year, but still pretty weak.
Okay.
Then the big one for us. Last year, healthcare added 4,400 jobs. This year, I'm only forecasting 3,000. And the reason for that is I think the healthcare providers are going to be spooked by worrying about where the ACA is going to go. And so that's why I've cut that down to 3,000. That would be very weak growth in healthcare if I'm right there. Mm-hmm. Then we get to the group that is newspapers, magazines, internet providers, people working in software. That group across the state is really powerful. In this area, it's been really weak because almost all of it has been newspapers and related. And they've been shrinking because of competition from the internet. And as a result of that, I'm taking that down 100 jobs this year. Mm. Last year, it grew by 200, which was actually a very good year for it. Higher education, last year, it grew 700. This year, I'm predicting it'll grow a little bit more, add another 800, because I think the budgets at state and private educational institutions, particularly, I suspect, community colleges, will be stronger. That is a number I could make bigger if I really wanted to push on, frankly, because I know there's a lot of money being released to community colleges to try and get more into technical employment. Mm-hmm. But that's mostly why I see 800 more. And then local government last year grew 1,800 jobs. This year, I think 15. Their budgets are getting healthier, but they still aren't completely healthy. Their sources of funds tend to be two. One is the sales tax. The other is the property tax. Property valuations have been going up. But in Riverside County in particular, they haven't exceeded the inflation rate in where the purchasing power of the increase in property taxes hasn't overcome inflation since 2007. San Bernardino County is the opposite. It has increased a little bit over that. So you've got some difficulties in the local governments in the two counties. But as I look at it, I think they'll add this year, not the 1,800 to last year, but 1,500. Okay. So I brought that down a bit. When I add this all up, I get 6,000 jobs altogether added in the high-paying sectors versus 7,800 last year. So I'm being pretty conservative there, thinking that the effects of various activities on these sectors is going to restrain them. And the big one being restrained there is, in fact, healthcare. Okay. That would only be 13% of our job growth, if I'm right. Mm. Okay. Last year, as I said, it was 16% is what it came in at. So that's the first group.
Next week, Dr. Husing will forecast job growth or lack of job growth in the Inland Empire's moderate-paying economic sectors, which include office and industry jobs. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.